Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we continue our march towards Kabbalah Satayra, which occurs every year on Shavuos, and prepare at the same time for Parshas Bahar Bechukosai and the upcoming Chazak Chazak Finis Chazak, which is also appropriate for right before Kabbalah Satayra. This week's Parsha begins, of course, with the Parsha of Shemitah. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah says, Gibayre Koyach Oisei Devare, that's the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Gimel, Omer B'Yitzchak, V'amok HaSem Medaber. When it says in Tehillim, Gibayre Koyach, those who are mighty people do Hashem's Ratzin, who are they? B'Shomrei Shviyas, those who keep Shemitah. And it explains as follows. B'Noyik Sheba'olam, Adam Oisei Mitzvah L'Yom Echad, L'Shabbos Echad, L'Chodesh Echad, mitzvahs are done. The person busy with a mitzvah for an hour, for a day, for a week, for a month. Shema l'shayim ha'sashana. Could it be for a whole year? V'dem chami chaklei bira, and a man sees his field is empty. Could it be karmei bira, and his vineyard is empty? V'yav arnuna, and he has to pay taxes. V'shasik, he doesn't complain. Yerushalcha gibor gadol kaseh. That is, Gibayre Kayach Oisei Devaroi. Devaroi Zed Devar HaShemitah. V'makish Dover to Dover. And we say that's the Gevura of Shemitah. Now that is certainly so. The Gevura of Shemitah is a farmer who's able to withstand a whole year of seeing his source of Parnasa lay fallow and not be able to be busy with it. Rav Gshor in the Argad Aliyahu explains. He explains really what the Ikar Nekuda of Gibayre Kayach Oisei Devare. And he says the following all-important pshat. He says, Chazal don't mean that the Shemitah farmer, he's quiet like a person who's makabel Yisurim on himself. So he believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu does to the best, and Rachman Olatzlan, someone's sick, and he nevertheless has to go through a Loyaleno, a surgery or a treatment, and he takes it, he says, this is all for the best. So that's a frumiyid. That's a Baal Emunah. That's not yet Gibayre Kayach Oisei Devare. The Medrash doesn't call that a Gibar. Ezel Gibar. A Gevura is HaKavish Es Yitzray. What does that mean? What's the Gevura that it's referring to? So listen to what he says. He says, a person who goes through something, and he's shayseik behergish shel menucha, that the situation he's in, it doesn't cause him behala at all. It doesn't fatumal him. He says that this is what the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants, but not because he has to fight himself and convince himself, but because he really believes it. And he has a calmness all about him, all around him, everything is calm. Such a person, that's Gibayre Kayach. Lo mitzasi l'guf toiv mishtika. It says in Perkei Yehovas. Lo mitzasi l'guf toiv mishtika. It's not any good as silence. What's silence? Zoktus vasemis, quoted by Rav Shua. Lo mitzasi l'guf toiv elashtika. You have to be shoysek the guf part of the person. A part of the person that wants to relax, to take it easy, to have everything calm. No, you have to be shaysik that because life is not calm. Things happen in life. A person who can put aside all his guftika things and have a clear avodas Hashem, he's calmer on Shemitah. When it's a working year, he's busy, he's working, got to work with the animals, got to get everything planted and fertilized. No, not this year. This year, he's calm. It's an avoda. Ma'i Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Just like Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satayra was with putting aside all of the mundane worries and cares of individuals and focusing only on Matan Torah. That's the Nekuda HaIkris. That's the main point of Shemitah. And as we approach Matan Torah, the Nekuda, the point, the lesson, the strength of the Balei Shemitah is just that. There are things in life that we would rather be be different. If we could do it, we'd rather be different. And to have a calmness and be able to say, no, this is how it should be. One of my favorite Chafetz Chaim stories is a story they say about him as a young man, as a boy, that the boys in town were playing If I Was God. So one boy said, if I was God, I would give this homeless lady and family, I'd give them a home. And the other one said, if I was God, I would take old Yankel, who's missing a leg, and give him his leg back. And so on and so forth. And the Chafetz Chaim said, if I was God, I would leave things as they are. Because God put things this way, that's the way they're supposed to be. That's the calmness. That's the calmness of Ki Bayre Kayach Isidavare Lemetzosi Laguf Taiv Elishtika. The whole idea of being Shaisik the person and having a calmness in a person's life, that's the Avaida of the Shemitah. Let's move on to a pre-Matan Torah, pre-Kabbalah Satire. Matan Torah was a long time ago. The Kabbalah Satire is every year. Let's move on to a thought for this time of the year. So we're going to learn Parshas Bamidbar and Nasai. We're going to learn about the Shvatim. Achdus of Klal Yisrael is a fundamental. It's something that every Jew holds is very important. Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Yet, we don't seem to have that. The Torah divides Klal Yisrael into 12 Shvatim. And each Shevet traveled with its own Shevet, rested with its own Shevet, lived in Eretz Yisrael with its own Shevet, each family with its own family. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, in the Haggah to Perek Vav, says that the result of the sin of the Eitz Hadas, which is the source of all Averis, and is the source of the sin of the Kayach of Amalek, is an Irvav Toivara, which means to say that it should have been that it should be very clear what is Toiv and what is Ra, what is good and what is bad. Yetzer Toiv says do good, Yetzer Ra says bad. That would be the battle of a person. After the sin of the Eitz Hadas, there's an Irvav. It's not always clear to us what is Toiv, what is Ra. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, it's a bittul of mechitza, it's a bittul of boundaries, a bittul of walls, of separation. And that idea, that bittul of the walls around us, that is what the chait of the Eitz Hadas does. Our Avoida is Havdalah. Havdalah ben Kodesh L'chayel, ben Or L'chayshach, ben Yisrael L'amim, ben Yemeshi L'sheis Me'abereshis. Our Avoida is just that, Havdalah, knowing where we are, where we belong, where we're supposed to be. By Havdalah, Dafka, Amatzah Shabbos, we say the Pasuk of the Nitzachain of Klal Yisrael against Amalek. Where do we do that in Havdalah? We say, Ve'yehudim ma'isa'ira b'simcha sasain b'ikar. Isn't that interesting? Why are we mentioning something from the Megillah by Havdalah? And not only that, the Torah says that we smell b'samim. It's a remez to tachas asirpod yala hadas. It's a remez to the hadas, which is Esther. What does Havdalah have to do with Amalek? What does it have to do with Purim? The answer is, it's all about Havdalah. Havdalah is the ability to know separations, to know boundaries. We live in a generation that doesn't know boundaries. We live in a generation that doesn't know how to accept that there are limits. And there's no clarity in what's good and what's bad. What a generation ago was considered evil, today is considered normal. Rahman al-Islam. It's an awful thing. What generation ago was considered, what's going to be the next thing? What do you think is going to be the next thing? You think it's stopping here? It's a constant battle of recognizing Tov and Ra. So what has that got to do with the separating of the Shvatim? A lot to do. Each person has to recognize where he has to be. The Yetzer Hara wants to tell you to be a Rasha. If he's not successful, he tells you be a tzaddik. A big, big tzaddik. That's not Yom Milchama. Yom HaChama is to be a big, big tzaddik. Yom HaChama is in those things that you're capable of achieving. And that nekuda, that idea, that separation, that point, where your job is and where your job is not, that is the Irv of Toivara. Yisachar as knows Yisachar, and Zvulun as knows Yisavulun. And you have to know you're you. If you're going to think your test is to learn 5 times as many hours a week, that's the Yitzhahara. If you know your test is to sneak in another 15 minutes, to get to shul a few minutes earlier, if you know that that's your Nisayin, that's when you'll be Matzliach. Dav Dolis. Guess what? What was the commandment at Matan Torah? The command at Matan Torah was repeated over and over that there be a boundary, a line around the mountain. Yifritzuam, don't let the people break through their boundaries. What's so terrible? They're breaking through, trying to climb Har Sinai. No. Yagavulim. It's a horror. Nefesh HaChaim tells us that the chet of Eitz Hadas, the result of Eitz Hadas, was this irbuv, this tumul. And as we march towards Matan Torah, we have to see where we can grow incrementally. We can grow a step at a time. Add a little bit of more time to our learning. Show up a little earlier for Shachris every morning. And just a little more kavana in another sentence of Shemini Esrei. That's our mission. That's our avodah, and that's our preparation as we head to Matan Torah with the chazak v'nis chazek of this week's parasha. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, best ever Shabbos Kodesh.